This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the high-profile legislation from this year that didn't fare as well as supporters would prefer.
From what I understand, it's been a long time since this body has discussed this issue in a committee meeting.
Senate Bill 816 would have repealed the death penalty in Missouri. Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial presented his measure to the Senate General Laws and Pensions Committee on January 19th.
Seems to me that if I'm going to be a pro-life person and defend human life, I need to defend not just at the earliest stages of life, but also all the way until natural death. So to me, it made logical sense. In order for me to be congruent with my conscience, I would in fact be against the death penalty. And even further, I would work to try to end the death penalty here in the state of Missouri.
Senate Bill 816 was debated on the Missouri Senate floor on February 8th.
Maybe we can see some long overdue changes in the state of Missouri.
Senate Bill 653 would have banned gender discrimination in the Show Me State. The measure was heard in the Senate Progress and Development Committee, on which Senator Jill Troop of Creve Coeur serves, on January 27th.
Be fired from their job, denied housing, and if this non-discrimination act passes, then that will no longer be the case. There was a vast amount of testimony, including from the St. Louis Regional Chamber and the Kansas City Chamber. So we're glad to hear that people understand that even the business environment in the state of Missouri needs to be welcoming to people who are going to be successful and help their businesses move forward.
Basically, this bill deals with the issue of real ID.
Senate Bill 902 would have let the state issue real ID. The measure was presented in the Senate General Laws and Pensions Committee on February 16th by sponsor Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City.
As you know, the state of Missouri passed a law back in 2009 that prohibited the implementation of the federal Real ID program. This is the program on your driver's license that brings, theoretically, the federal government wanted us to bring all 50 states into compliance with similar regulations so that we knew basically who had licenses and what the process was for them obtaining them, and there weren't 50 different thresholds for that.
Creates a right of unpaid leave for employees that are affected by domestic violence.
On March 1st, Senate Bill 907 was heard in the Senate Small Business, Insurance, and Industry Committee. The measure was sponsored by Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors.
Employees may specifically take unpaid leave to seek medical attention for or recovery from physical or psychological injuries caused by domestic or sexual violence, obtain victim services for the employee or their family, obtain psychological or other counseling for the employee or the employee's family or household member.
These three proposals were not debated by Missouri senators. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session, which will start on September 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.